The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, good morning everyone. This is Dr. Vijay and I just wanted to extend a very, very warm welcome for those of you who are joining our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. And with us here today, we have Dr. H. Dr. H, calling Dr. H, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, thank you very much. For 7 a.m. Pacific time in beautiful, sunny Palm Springs, California, where we do not have any rain this week, which is really a miracle. We've had a lot of rains in the past 2-3 weeks, but it's a sunny day, so I'm looking forward to having a great day today.
Well, that's amazing because we just had a very light snowfall, but definitely a couple of inches of snow on the ground here in upstate New York. I laugh when I see upstate New York because this is Westchester County. It's not really upstate. For those of you over here says, well, you're not New York City, but no, we're in Westchester County. And it's very, very pleasant when you see outside, the ground is all white. But, and the roads have been cleared, you know, it's we are very, very fortunate. But it's sunny nevertheless, and it's a great day, really great.
So we have snow up in the mountains where it's actually a beautiful view. A lot of people, a lot of tourists come down here from either northwest or up from Canada, and they'll take a lot of pictures because here are all these beautiful palm trees, and it may be like it's going to be 68, 70 degrees today. And then in the background are these high San Jacinto Mountains that are very, very, I think they're 7,000 feet high, and they're full of snow. So it's a beautiful contrast between the palm trees and the snow.
Well, that's a really, you know, that's the weather update.
I know. I love when we do this each week when we start, we talk about how, because we're in two different climates,
right.
and it's really interesting how, you know, your weather affects you, and same thing where we're in Southern California.
Well, this is interesting because you're going to lead us on to the next section of the first segment of our show, which is that we talk about the current medical research. And what's exciting out there, Dr. H, on your end?
Well, this is interesting because we had an ophthalmologist on several weeks ago, an eye specialist, and talked about macular degeneration. And I found this article that's fascinating for me, particularly because, you know, my first lifetime I was an optometrist. Now as a naturopathic doctor and an author. So I'm still involved and still interested in eye situations. Says here, today, macular degeneration has overtaken diabetes as the leading cause of vision loss in the United States and affects more than 10 million Americans. 10 million Americans. Macular degeneration is caused by the deterioration of the central portion of the retina called the macula. And, of course, the macula controls our ability to read, drive a car, and recognize facts and colors. And so there have been several studies in the past few years that are linking polyunsaturated vegetable oils with macular degeneration. So this one ophthalmologist that was in part of the study states over here, if your diet includes soybean, corn, or other highly processed vegetable oils, you may be at high risk for developing age-related macular degeneration. People who eat polyunsaturated vegetable oils get macular degeneration twice as commonly as those who don't. So the saturated fats have the lowest risk. The higher the degree of unsaturated, the greater the risk. Now, this throws probably people saying, wait a second, because TV advertising for years have been saying that saturated fats are no good. You know, the chicken fat used to be called schmaltz, and my mother used to cook up the chicken fat and store it, and we would use that instead of, you know, the vegetable oils when we were kids, or beef fat, or lard, and people have used that for many, many years, and everybody was, not everybody, but let's say that people who didn't want these type of products to be out, i.e. the vegetable oil companies, you know, put it down, saying it was all loaded with cholesterol and a problem with triglycerides and blah, 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 blah. And what's coming back again is that this is a myth. And I know you're going to talk about a lot of the myths, you know, in a couple of minutes, but I want to finish this because this is interesting because this is in your neck of the woods. In 2005, New York was the first city to outlaw the use of partially hydrogenated trans fats in restaurants, a ban now being considered in other cities across the United States. Here comes the but. But the favored substitute is no better and maybe worse. Research published in Nutrition Metabolism magazine shows that interesterification, the new favored method of modifying fat in commercial products, raises blood sugar and depresses insulin response in humans, which is a common precursor to diabetes. This means companies are swapping out very bad trans fats for a new dangerous fat. The Nutrition Metabolism study shows that interesterification, which unnaturally rearranges the fatty acids in the triglycerides, can alter metabolism in humans. In the study, protective HDL, which is the good guys, cholesterol dropped slightly with both the trans fat and interesterified blends. But the real problem concerns blood glucose and insulin levels. So, you know, we get caught in this world with commercialism, and we're told that the saturated fats are no good. Remember Robert Atkins coming out with the Atkins diet many years ago, and
yes,
everybody poo-pooed him and says, no, you eat the meats and it's bad. A lot of these, and I think the main cause, and we'll talk about this in a few minutes too, is we're getting too much, and we talked about this a few weeks ago also, too much omega-6s. Creating the inflammation, too much omega-6s. We need to be getting our omega-3s. We need to be getting the anti-inflammatory, and we get the omega-3s through grass-fed cattle, through lamb, you know, through the meats that we're getting, through eggs, through butter. But when we're going through so much omega-6s with these vegetable oils, so please, boys and girls, whoever's listening to our show, don't get caught into this hype that the saturated fats are bad and that the polyunsaturated fats are good. You know, we get caught with the trans fats and trans free fats and all these other different fats, and it gets confusing. And people got caught in the consequences of being on a low fat diet many years ago. Go back to the ways that we were. Go back to the days of the chicken fat, the schmaltz, the beef lard, the tallow. These are the ways that were healthy for us, and not get caught in saying, well, oh no, if you eat too much of this, it's going to create, you know, high cholesterol, you're going to have all these different problems. And a lot of these studies are coming out saying it's wrong. Remember when butter was poo-pooed and people said, oh, you don't eat butter because of all this, let's have margarine, or I can't believe it's butter, and all this other stuff that's out there. Well, mm-hmm. Studies are showing that we need to get back to the butter. Wow. All right, I'll get off my soapbox, sorry.
Well, that's, you know, that's something that, you know, you need to put in mind, and especially when you go out to buy groceries, mm-hmm. you know, what kind of fats you're going to use, what are you going to use and buy to supplement your, you know, your family's, you know, health and well-being. But having said that, I just have a very short thing that I found here, and it's called The Cayenne Pepper Conquers Cholesterol and More Spice Discoveries. As you know, I'm very interested in all this Asian and spice discoveries, and we've been doing a lot of research in this area. And, you know, the research is showing now, researchers have identified new health benefits, apparently, for several popular spices. And in a number of our shows, we talked about turmeric and curcumin, and we also talked about the benefits of cardamom and ginger. But did you know that cayenne pepper, it can lower the that artery-clogging fatty buildups, you know, we know are created or worsened when cholesterol oxidizes. and it's a biochemical process similar to metal rusting. Now, this is interesting. Cayenne pepper, also known as chili pepper, contains a plaque-fighting antioxidant known as capsaicin, and which is also available in supplement form. And the newest research has shown that when they asked, the researchers asked 27 people to eat a diet that included cayenne spiced chili or the same diet with no chili for 1 month, the spicy chili group had much lower harmful cholesterol than those who did not eat the chili. In addition to protecting cholesterol from oxidation, cayenne pepper also stimulates digestion and improves circulation. So, you know, my recommendation is to use the cayenne pepper hot sauce to taste, and you can add it in a variety of foods like chicken dishes or sandwiches. But if there are people, of course, where cayenne causes digestive problems like stomach upset or anal irritation, use a milder sauce and cut back on the amount or stop using it. But we have a number of lies and half-truths in the herbal supplement that we would love to talk and share with our listeners. And stay tuned when we come back from the break, because we have more such exciting news to share.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show. Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Hi, welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Vijay and Dr. Hedge. We have an interesting segment at this time of our show. We decided to answer some of your queries that many of you actually have been emailing us or calling us with queries about herbal supplements. And this is what we call the lies. And, you know, what are lies and what are truths and what are half-truths? So let's get on to it because, you know, there are many studies out there. And how do you know which studies to believe in? And herbal supplements have also gotten an undeserved bashing in recent years. And yet we know, because from clinical experience and from people we talk to and personal experience, millions of people benefit from these safe natural remedies. And also many prescription drugs are based on plant molecules. So herbs work better. Herbs work better or better than medications, and they are much gentler on the body. So how do you know when, you know, the newspapers like the Sacramento Times or the New York Times or the Sacramento Bee, or the LA Times, when they start reporting that certain studies are not true or certain herbs do not work, how do you know whether that's true and how do you assess them? So I'm just going to lay out some of the common misconceptions that are out there. Please feel free to email us at info@kissyourlifehello.com. If you have any queries or do you need the papers or the actual citations to be sent to you. So without much further ado, I'm going to ask about, you know, this common thing that we've heard. St. John's wort doesn't help severe depression. That's just a statement. And we've heard it now and then, and some people swear by St. John's wort. Yes, it helps depression. And some people say, no, it doesn't help depression. Dr. H., this is something so common that comes up all the time. And what we found...
They get this information, and the doctors, because they're not educated in nutrition, maybe like 1 4-hour class out of 10 years, and it's old information, so right away they're going to agree, and they say, you know, don't take this herb. This herb just doesn't work. And we brought up a real good point, too. We need to know the truth behind these studies. Who's doing the study? What's the research done? Are they doing it on a lot of people, or are they doing it, like, on 2 or 3 people? And I agree with you too, excuse me, with my traveling around the country and lecturing with my different books at health food stores, and we're talking about St. John's wort, for example. I'm hearing so many testimonials of how well people are doing on St. John's wort, and all of a sudden, you know, you find a study saying it doesn't work. Can we dig a little deeper and who did the study and how many people were done?
Exactly.
How many people had taken it?
This is exactly the kind of question that has to be asked. So the truth, okay? Brace yourself for this. Now, back in 2002, a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association claimed that St. John's wort did not help severe depression, which is difficult to treat, even, you know, with the best of pharmaceutical drugs. As a result, many headliners stated that St. John's wort was ineffective for all types of depression. At that time, the herb that was most often used to treat mild to moderate depression. It worked well. It caused few side effects and was less expensive than antidepressants. Later, in 2008, an analysis of 29 studies in which St. John's wort was used to treat major depression was published in the Cochrane Database of Systemic Reviews. And the article concluded that the herb worked just as well as drugs, although the dose to treat severe depression was higher than what was needed to treat milder forms of depression. Yet the impression left by the earlier study remained. And what I wanted you to note was that the caution here is that St. John's wort should not be taken with an antidepressant or by women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or taking birth control pills. Now, this doesn't mean to say everybody should just run off and go get St. John's wort, but it is important to look at the 2008 study. If your mental health professional or your general practitioner is querying that, you know, it doesn't work, you want to quote the study that says the Cochrane Database of Systemic Reviews, the 29 studies in which St. John's wort was used to treat major depression showed that it worked. But the dosage for the different kinds of depression is different. So that's what we need to look at.
There's another herb called Rhodiola rosea.
Mm-hmm.
Or snow rose, and it comes from Siberia in Russia. And I have talked to several psychiatrists, and they will use Rhodiola rosea to complement their antidepressant medication, because a lot of times people have these counter reactions, so instead of taking another medication.
Our office mascot, Spartacus, has spotted a deer outside the grounds. So listeners can listen to Spartacus has got as a Weimaraner, and it's got one of the deepest barks that we know, demands attention, says, this is it.
Okay.
Now, having said that, that's a very interesting thing because we actually can do a full session on nutrition for the brain.
Sure.
And we have a number of nutritional studies here, top quality studies done by world-class collaboration with world-class psychiatrists, mental health professionals, and nutritionists. So maybe one time we can do that. But having said that, now the second one, this is interesting. Garlic does not reduce blood pressure. Statement. This is just a statement. Garlic does not reduce blood pressure. So now we want to evaluate whether it's a lie or whether it's a truth. So this is interesting because it's a lie. Garlic does not reduce blood pressure. It's a lie. Because the truth is there's evidence that garlic supplements can reduce blood pressure in people who have high blood pressure. Analysis of studies in Annals of Pharmacotherapy BMC cardiovascular disorders confirmed that garlic lowered systolic blood pressure, that's the top number of in a blood pressure reading, of both systolic and diastolic blood pressure. Diastolic blood pressure is the bottom number. And despite this evidence, conventional medical doctors typically don't prescribe garlic to lower blood pressure. So this is interesting because, you know, why are conventional doctors saying, you know, it doesn't work? So you want to quote this studies in the Annals of Pharmacotherapy and BMC Cardiovascular Disorders, which is a very prestigious, annals. And the studies have confirmed that garlic actually lowered systolic blood pressure.
So we need to go back to what you and I talk about almost every week, that people need to take responsibility. So instead of just walking into their doctor's office and sitting down, the doctor writes out a prescription, and they go fill it, and they take this medication, then they sometimes, if not most of the time, have a reaction, have to take another medication. To be educated, to take the responsibility to read either my books, your book, anybody's books on nutrition, go to the health food store, ask questions, and find what mineral, what vitamin, what herb, what whole food complex. There's a lot of whole food complexes, you know, like your different multi-greens in the health food store, and ask questions and try it. And try it for 30 days and see if there's a difference on that. You talked about what antidepressant as opposed to being on medication. There's so many counter reactions, especially for men, that if there's an herb like St. John's Wort or Rhodiola rosea that I was starting to talk about, you know, there's some choices, or garlic or cayenne. There's some wonderful books that have been written about these different products. But take responsibility and educate themselves. There's fascinating information, you know, in the stores. There's well-educated nutritionists that work in these stores that can help us lead that. I guess the whole bottom line, Dr. Vijay, is that people need to take responsibility and say, okay, this is a situation. I need to get more information. I need to educate myself. And then when I go to my doctor, I can say, hey, I understand that this herb or this mineral will help me.
Well, actually, that's so true. Now the other thing is that when we give you the studies to quote, you can go to a very good site. When you Google the site, it's called PubMed, PubMed, Publication Medica, PubMed. And if you type in there whatever studies, it all that comes out is peer reviewed medical studies. That means studies that have been reviewed in medical literature, and doctors have published it in well-regarded medical literature. And so you can bring those studies to your doctors and show, look, there are studies to show that this works. And, you know, and the most they will say, well, the herbal supplement is not going to do you harm. Or if you see a nutritionist or a naturopath or, you know, a doctor who is trained, they can tell you, what are the contraindications with certain drugs that you have, because
right.
That's important as well. So it's not to lie to your doctors or that if you're taking supplements, but bring a list of it. And if your doctors are querying it, bring the studies to show that why you're taking what you're taking. and how you think that that'll be good for you. And it's good knowledge for you as well and for your doctor.
Use the website again. What's the website?
It's called PubMed.com.
PubMed.com.
Yes, okay. That's Publication Medicus. And I always encourage people that I know that go there and check everything out. For example, you know, garlic or St. John's wort or even like fermented soy or curcumin or turmeric. You know, for certain conditions that you have, you need to know how to take, like we talk about all the time in our show, how to take responsibility. So that's an important thing. Now, very quickly, before we go in for the next break, this is another statement. Echinacea does not help fight the common cold.
Mm-hmm.
Echinacea does not help fight the common cold. What do you think, Dr. Hitch?
Well, I think it's a myth, and I'm laughing too because any type of the prescription drugs that a doctor will prescribe do not help with the common cold either. So.
Well, it's a lie. Echinacea does not help the common cold. It's a lie, and I'll tell you why the truth. An analysis of 14 studies published in the Lancet Infectious Diseases found that echinacea supplements reduce the risk of catching a cold by 58%. And reduce the length of colds by 1.4 days on average. This herb's effectiveness may be in question because not all echinacea products are of the same quality or strength, which means dosages will vary. So the important thing is to find the right herbal supplement to take as far as echinacea, and actually most herbs are concerned. So it's important to know what your naturopath or your nutritionist suggests, what is the right formulation. So we are not giving away formulations here or brands, but, you know, there are good brands out there that you need to try. That's the take-home message.
And another important factor, too, is that not to get confused of going to the drugstore and looking for nutritional supplements or the supermarkets, health food stores, your big chain health food stores, your small health food stores, your co-ops that are around the country, they will have the top of the line of supplements because a lot of people are confused. So they may go look for echinacea, but they may go to the drugstore or to like a Walmart or Kmart or something like that. The quality is not the same. Yes, you're going to pay more money at a health food store.
That's right.
But you're not. It's not apples with apples at all. It's the comparison and the quality that you're going to get in a health food store is worth every penny, as opposed to going to the drugstore and saying, "Oh, see, I took this; it didn't work." So that's really important for people to know.
Well, we're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to continue with our session on lies and what are truths about the regarding herbal supplements. So when we come back from the break, let's be some more.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure. Or call 877-853-PURE. Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you. Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello, with Dr. Vijay and Dr. H. So, Dr. Vijay, I'm going to ask the question because you've been asked this question, I've been asked this question thousands and thousands of times. Okay, we know soy is out there. We see it in soy milk. We see it in soy powder. We've seen tofu in the tofu burgers and Boca burgers and all the different type of soy products. But people are confused. And so we were told that soy is healthy for us because all these women in Asia, you know, don't have any menopausal problems, PMS problems, blah, 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 and we get a protein, and it's so great for us. People are confused, and the questions that I'm asked and you're asked is, what's the difference? What's the difference between fermented soy and unfermented soy? Please enlighten us.
That's a very, it's an open discussion right now here. And after more than a decade of viewing studies, conducted by scientists and academicians at distinguished universities and, institutions on more than three continents, as well as performing my own independent research, Dr. H., I can now say that, what has been written about the possible adverse side effects resulting from the excessive ingestion of soy-based products is referred to as if the author is writing only about uncultured or unfermented soy. And this is an absolute critical distinction. And I tell people that all the time, that the Asians, way back, thousands of years now, learned not to eat unfermented soybeans. You cannot take unfermented soy products, because if you do, you're prone to, gaseous distension, stomach problems, thyroid problems, endocrine disruptions. If you're drinking soy milk by the gallons, you're going to be in trouble. It's not like drinking water. Having said that, like comparing fermented and unfermented soy, it's like comparing apples and oranges. It's that different. It's between the difference between day and night. And what we talk about with Jiva or when you and I go on lectures and seminars and we answer people's questions is that it has to be fermented soy. Now, a lot of the fermented soy products out there are like miso soup, natto kinase, tempeh, fermented soy products. And even the Jiva supplements, especially the Jiva supplements, they can be tasty. Some of these supplements can be tasty if you don't have it's the traditional fermented soy foods. Dr. H, it's an acquired taste. But right. Supplements like the Jiva supplements, for example, the Jiva fermented soy and curcumin beverage, it's delicious because we've added the spice to it with the patented proprietary formulation to it. But the importance is, it's not just the spices that we talked earlier in the segment that improve the digestibility and enhance the immune function, but also the fermented soy, when you ferment it, it breaks down all the anti-nutrients that are naturally present in an unfermented soybeans. And people don't realize that when you take unfermented soybeans, even edamame beans, you're not digesting it well. And most of us don't have a healthy gut flora. You know that we have to take probiotics, and we talked in a number of our sessions the importance of holding on to to probiotics is very important for our gut. So the cultured soil research, in a nutshell, everything you want to know about cultured soil research, go to my website, jivasupplements.org. It's spelled J-I-V-A, J as in Janet, I-V-A as in Apple, supplements.org. And you can read all about the research that shows that cultured soy breaks down the anti-nutrients. It's more easily digestible and bioavailable for the body. And it's like DNA superfood. So that's the most important thing.
You know, the other question, too, that seems to be like second behind, our guys will tell me, oh, I can't have, whether it's unfermented or fermented, so I can't have soy because it's got too much estrogen. It'll be too much estrogen for me. Mm-hmm. Myth or fact?
Well, the thing is that with soy, it's a phytoestrogen. It's a weak phytoestrogen. That means it's much less stronghold effect than the body's own natural hormones. All, you know, it's not just soybeans. Lignans and a number of plant foods have weak phytoestrogen effect. And what it does is in the body, the plant phytoestrogens, because it's so weak, it mops up the excess estrogen, you know, that's floating around in the body. What we call is it latches on to the estrogen receptors. And once that happens, you know, the body's estrogen cannot do its harm on the, especially in women, you know, the bodies, those who have excess estrogen production. So that's, you know, it's an important thing to note.
Okay, I think we have a caller, Paul from Southern California.
Hello.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I was listening to you last week, and of course I'm listening today. I try to listen as often as I can, and you were
talking
about begging your medical doctors for CRP, and that's what I did. I went and begged. I didn't beg. I didn't really beg. I didn't, you know, like I didn't humble myself, get down on my knees or anything. But I asked them for the it's cardiac reactive protein, and there's another one I was informed by Dr. Piper. In a previous consultation, that is HSCRP, which is HS something, and it all has to, the difference has to do with insurance billing. It's really the same test, but that's not my question. My comment is to thank you both for being there because it's always so useful and valuable to talk to you. So I went to the doctor yesterday and I ordered that test and I'm fasting right now. And as soon as I finish listening to you guys, I'm going to go over there and get that blood work done. But what you mentioned, and it's always like a miracle because you're so full of great information, garlic-lowering systolic. And I have my systolic was high. It was 160 over 90. And I was just amazed that there's that information right in my face, just exactly at the moment that I need it. So what else do you know about lowering systolic or both on the hypertension?
Well, the first thing, thank you, first of all, Paul, for being such an earnest listener and calling us and taking action and taking responsibility. And so we want to acknowledge you for that. But this is such an important thing because blood pressure is a rampant problem affecting millions and millions of Americans here. The most important thing you can do is your diet. So it's not just about garlic. It's also about, you know, cutting down the salt intake in your diet. And it's hard for people to understand that, you know, salt intake, high salt intake in processed food, in junk food, in restaurant food, you know, and now, particularly in New York City now, they're trying to pass a bill or legislation or advice, or I don't know where it is at right now, to restrict the amount of salt in the diet. So Mayor Bloomberg here is going on a, you know, campaign to try to persuade restaurants and fast food chains to lower the salt in what they're serving the menu to people. So lowering the salt intake, it's very, very important. And you notice that your blood pressure almost comes down, you know, significantly when even you just make that small dietary change.
What about other herbal remedies? Because the physician went right away to, he's going to write the prescription, and I said, no, don't write that prescription. I'm not going to fill it. I don't want those drugs in my system if I can avoid them, and certainly I can. And of course, I'm overweight, of course.
That's important. You've got to work with a night nutritionist. Work with someone who is, like, you know, trained in helping you, you know, adjust your metabolic rate. Because it's easy to say, you know, if I'm overweight, I can't help myself, which is true. Actually, there's a huge element of truth in it, because you need to have certain supplements that will gear up or enhance your metabolic rate so that you burn food faster, or you don't have a craving for the sweet, sugary, or the starchy kind of foods. So work with your nutritionist or someone who is trained in integrative health. Sometimes there are holistic practitioners there, medical doctors who are
there's
trained.
One right here in my neighborhood. His name is Dr. Howard Piper. He's the best.
Well, there you go. To work on a systemic diet that you can tell, you know, what you have to do. Now, the other thing, of course, is we talked about many, many sessions, is measuring your vitamin D level, D3 level. And, you know, that's a very, very important thing, because low vitamin D levels, vitamin D deficiency, increases the risk of so many chronic illnesses, particularly also, in this case, in your case, high blood pressure. So that's everything from cardiac diseases to strokes to Alzheimer's disease. We have to pay attention to inadequate insufficient vitamin D3 levels. So you need to get that checked.
Another solution I'll just throw in there before we go into a break is increasing the amount of omega-3s. We, as a whole, do not take in enough omega-3s. And we had a Dr. Halperin was on our show a few weeks ago and talking about green lipid muscle. And green lipid muscle has 200 times more omega-3 potency than any of the fish oils. And I have found that to bring the cholesterol level down, to bring the blood pressure down, to increase the amount of omega-3s. And at the beginning of the show, Paul, I talked about how we're taking too much omega-6s in, which is creates a problem not only with the eye problems, but also the fact, too, with inflammatory situation. But a great product to take would be a green lipid muscle with a high amount of omega-3s. There's been a lot of studies on that showing that it actually brings the blood pressure close, very, very close to normal.
So when we come back from the break, let's be some more.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE. Holistic living is nutrition for not just your body, but your mind and your soul. Holistic nutrition goes far beyond the foods that we eat or the supplements that we take. Discover natural means to heal your body and regain your innate healing powers. That's Holistic Living with Tina Marie Jones on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, live every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tune in for your weekly dose of good holistic living.
Experience higher love, an archangelic journey into ascended joy and authentic living.
Your hosts, Sri Ram Ka and Kira Ra, will assist you to open your heart, expand your love, and be ever present with true joy.
Your journey with Sri and Kira begins right here on the Seventh Wave Network with Higher Love, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Stop wasting time. Get what you want. Live your dream life. The Dream Big Revolution. Imagine having more freedom, better health, more money, happiness. Could your business be more successful? Unless you're living the life you want, you're wasting precious time. Your life is too valuable to waste. Let Leanne Hilgers help you find health, wealth, and happiness. Listen in and live your dream life. Join the Dream Big Revolution. Tune in every Tuesday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Seventh Wave Network.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Well, welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. Dr. Vijay, this has been a great show for us for this 1 hour on the myths and facts. And thank you for finding that information, because people need to know the truth. And if there's anything that we try to present, you know, in our show each week, is teaching people responsibility, choice making, and the truth. Educate themselves. Do more studying about this. Don't just get caught into what the commercials on television say. You know, I talked about the trans fatty acids and all this confusion, polyunsaturated. He talked about cayenne pepper. People need to know the truth on this. So please, our listeners, educate yourself. Get information. Go to our website, kissyourlifehello.com. You can email us, info@kissyourlifehello.com. We're there to help you respond. Dr. Vijay, I appreciate you getting that information. I know you even have more information about myths and facts, too, so there's probably a lot of myths and facts out there.
Yes, absolutely. This is something that, we are responsive to our listeners, and many of you are calling to ask us or emailing us, the differences between fermented soy, and what do I take for, different conditions. And our advice always is see a healthcare practitioner, a holistic practitioner that can help you. Now, one of the common, want to say this because people have asked me this repeatedly many times. Is it truth or is it just a hype that vitamin B12 shots for energy? You know, many people have asked that, and many of individuals have heard or patients have heard of vitamin B12 injections and are wondering if they are a worthwhile way of fending off fatigue. My response is that yes. Yes, it is. But both holistic and conventional medical doctors have been prescribing vitamin B12, also known as the energy vitamin, for years. Now, vitamin B12 is essential to the body's production of red blood cells, immune system function, and nervous system function. So if you can stand injections, this is, it might be one way. Of course, there are other ways you can get energy, all right? But receiving the injection, vitamin B12 via injection, ensures that it is quickly dispersed within the body. It bypasses the digestive tract. And these injections are typically given in a doctor's office. So that's an important thing. And the injections can be given in the buttocks, thigh, or arm. Now, vitamin B12 injections seem to work best for patients who have had chronic fatigue for at least several weeks and those who have fatigue from extreme stress. So in this, hard economic times, if you are suffering from extreme stress, you need to see a qualified, holistic medical practitioner or naturopath who can help you with this. Now, they also help patients with pernicious anemia. This is a condition in which vitamin B12 cannot be absorbed properly. Malabsorption problems due to digestive disorders such as Crohn's or celiac disease or chronic trigeminal neuralgia. That's a painful condition that affects one of the nerves in the head. Now, because people lose the ability to absorb vitamin B12 as they age, about 20% of those who are over the age of 60 are deficient in it. So vitamin B12 injections seem to help patients whether or not they have low blood levels of vitamin B12. So the blood test is unfortunately not always able to pick up mild deficiencies. And talking about studies, we always go with what the studies say. In one landmark study published in the British Journal of Nutrition several decades ago, actually, researchers found that a vitamin B12 injection gave people suffering from fatigue enhanced mood and well-being that lasted for several weeks after the injection was given. And so, so there is some claim to say this is something that, you will find both the holistic and conventional doctors be willing to prescribe a vitamin B12. But having said that, you don't always have to take an injection. Try the Jiva supplement, the Jiva fermented soy and a curcumin beverage. Dr. H and myself, we can attest to that. We take it every morning. It really improves the energy level. Fermented soy foods are excellent, and so is curcumin. They are both natural products that are strong in anti-inflammatory properties. And when you have lack of energy, especially if it's due to chronic low-grade infections or any kind of stress like, you know, pollution or smoking or in the environment or any of those things that can trigger your stress can cause low, energy levels. So taking the fermented soy and curcumin beverage or taking green tea, green tea is also good, to boost up your energy levels. But that's done slowly. But if you're over the age of 60, you need to look at whether you need to take vitamin B12 injections and get yourself assessed.
So I have a question, Dr. Vijay, because there are so many of these different energy drinks out there. Now you should, there was at one time like two or three. Now you go to the supermarket, even at the health store sometimes, they have these energy drinks. And they'll have vitamin B12 in it, they'll have guano, they'll have caffeine. Of course, they can't have ephedra because it's got poo-pooed. Sorry about the caffeine, but the guano to give you this energy. And to me, I think it's just a hype. Again, it's that myth. But they sell them for $2, $3, $4, a can, and the kids and adults will take it to get that quick fix. But when you have something like the Jiva, which is the combination of the fermented soy and the curcumin, we're getting a slow process of energy throughout the day. What do you think about these energy drinks?
Well, no, I think you stay away from them. Absolutely, stay away from them. They're packed with sugar and guarana, as you just said, and it's just a bad thing. Just take my word for it. It depletes your energy, and then you get the rebound withdrawal, and you get addicted to it. Your nerves are on edge. You know, they have this 5-hour energy drink, and you get an energy burst. Do your body a favor. Do not take these products because it's bad for your health and it's bad for your well-being. There are toxins in it, and you are going to pay a price at some point. Just as you're taking too much of coffee, if you drink more than 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day, it's best that, take something like the fermented soy on a regular basis. Research has shown that the reason why the Japanese have one of the longest, histories of, longevity and well-being is because when they are on their natural diets, it's attributed to their traditional diets. And they take a lot of, seafoods that is, fresh, that is not contaminated by mercury, and if you take fermented soy foods every day like miso and the Jiva fermented soy and curcumin beverage, that keeps you healthy every day. It's a preventive. And you want to have natural energy. You feel, naturally full. You don't feel like, overeating. You don't have the craving for sweet and sugary. So assess yourself. If you find that you have a craving for sweet and sugary things, then your body is lacking something. So see your naturopath, see your physician, and ask for supplements that can help, take away the edge, from your addictions. So that's the most important thing. And, you need to look at, your basal metabolic rates, what's important, what's not. And we want to talk about all this in our sessions because we have a number of you asking these questions. So we want to answer your questions.
So speaking of asking questions, we're going to have a special guest next week, and people are just going to have to wait and hear from the special guest next Wednesday. This has been a great show. You've clarified a lot of information, especially the confusion out there about soy. And I'm hoping that our listeners will share this information to their friends and families and neighbors because people need to know the difference. They need to know the truth.
Absolutely.
This has been great. This has been absolutely great.
Well, we have the time to say goodbye, and we'll see you all again next week for another great show. Until then, keep smiling, keep breathing, keep emailing us with your delightful questions, and we'll try to get to them as much as we can.
And again, if no one told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye now.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.